they are attacked, if the things that they think are precious and wonderful are being attacked, they're right there, right on the front lines, protecting, defending, and repelling the invader, basically. So the idea instead, and of course it's not necessarily a physical thing, it can be an idea, it can be a philosophy, it can be, and it can be people too, and it can be something inside you, but whatever it is that you step forward and confront the things that are threatening instead of, you know, hiding or being afraid or letting them overrun you. And it's a very strong energy. Not everyone has the, you know, that. Everyone has some piece of warrior in them, but not everyone has that, like, at the forefront. And for a lot of people, even if they have it very strongly at the forefront, if they don't understand what it is, and I'm not saying I've got all of it or all the pieces of it, but I think that's one important piece, then they might not appreciate all the aspects of warriorhood. So I know there's a lot written, I'm not sure, like maybe based in Jungian psychology, I'm not totally sure, but there are things written about the different kinds of aspects that we have, sage, innocent, mystic, warrior, etc. And there's a lot of truth to those things. So it might be useful to read up on the warrior mythos, the warrior image from that point of view, and that might be helpful. But also, if you want, sometime we can just sit and I can tune in and see if there's a silver sword waiting for you. Did that help? Was that at all informative, or did you already know that?
It helped, yeah.
Okay. The idea of the spiritual warrior that I've sort of been given is it's not about... It's about the way you meet conflict.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's about... it's about not running away. It's when a warrior... It didn't seem that, you know, that role of defender was necessarily intrinsic to being a warrior, but just the attitude of when the going gets rough, you know,
right.
You
confront
strong,
it, you don't
you
run.
You're
yeah.
strong, and, you know, and even that you're almost strengthened by adversity, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, the warrior confronts problems and doesn't just want them to go away. It's not about fixing your problems. It's about, I mean, it is about fixing problems, but not in the sense of, like, if you come across a barrier, it's not about getting on the other side of the barrier. It's getting through the barrier.
Yeah.
That's the steel, like, it's tempered by walking through the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one of the big things, was that the warrior's out there confronting stuff, not, which all of us really could be stronger about confronting things, but the warrior just has more it's not confrontational, but, you know, confront ability in anything. And it can be like interpersonal stuff too, for example, the speaking up where someone else might have not, that kind of thing. I'm going to go ahead and put my glasses back on so I can see you guys. So it's like blurs. Ah, Marigold joined you. How cute. I thought I saw a calico-y tortoiselly sort of thing. Well, do either of you have any other questions? If not, I'll just go ahead and end the recording part. Actually, I can end it now. I think. All right. Wrong button.